Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Your Health Matters with Dr. Ram Nayar. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nayar and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to another edition of Your Health Matters. I am Dr. Ram Nayar, your host. This program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC. If you are looking for funds to develop a new project or enhance your existing projects, whether it is a profit or non-profit or for-profit institution, please contact Dr. Ram LLC. With over 32 years of experience behind, Dr. Ram can help achieve your goals. Consulting company which provides all types of grants and funding provisions so that from the beginning you can approach this group to get the best out of your efforts. And especially Dr. Ram LLC also helps in science, technology, engineering and mathematics programs in colleges and universities. And so all colleges and universities can also contact Dr. Ram LLC. The website is drnayar.com or email at info@drnayar.com. The toll-free number to call is 1-844-9-GRANTS, or the number again is 1-844-947-2687. That number again is 1-844-947-2687. Hope to hear from you. Today, in our program, we thought we would discuss something about the Zika virus that has been around for a while now. And I have spoken about the Zika virus way back sometime when actually it came, right at that moment when it first expressed itself in the United States. But then there were a lot of people who asked me to repeat the information now that we know a lot more about Zika virus and yet not found the proper way to cure that. So I thought it should be appropriate for me to talk about Zika virus today. And along with Zika virus, I thought I will also, if time permits, talk about dengue fever. Because those are all similar in some respects, which is the similarity is that both of them are transmitted by the bite of a mosquito. So let us talk about Zika virus first and see what information they have now. And I must say at the outset that these informations that I share with you are always coming from research journals or the Center for Disease Control and Prevention or CDC in Atlanta or the National Institutes of Health publications or their public information processes, places where we can find all that information. So I wanted to tell that the information that I share come from these sources and many other sources that are available out there. Now, first and foremost that we have to understand is that Zika virus has made a name in itself by the scare of what it does to a pregnant woman, especially when they are having a fetus developed in them. And the baby coming out with defects in the brain. That is a scary part of it. But if you look at it, you know, the other symptoms are not as severe as one would think, but still needs caution, needs care in protecting ourselves from the bite of a mosquito. So let us look at what this is. First of all, in the world of science, in the biology world, we say that the diseases that are caused by the bite of an insect, they come under a category called arboviruses. These are viruses that are germs that are carried by insects, and they usually live in their salivary gland. And when they bite, when mosquitoes bite, they actually put a little bit of their saliva into the biting place, probably to moisture the skin, I guess. And then they prick, and through that prick, when the saliva comes from the mosquito, the germs are transferred to our bloodstream. And that's how these things happen. So, you know, right away, one could think that, well, easily we can protect these kind of situations if we protect from the bite of mosquitoes. Wherever there are insects, if we can use insect repellents, or any other means of, wearing the full sleeve clothes and, covering yourself pretty well, then, it can be solved. It is not a big thing. That we know. But often in reality, we just don't do that because, we get into the things in the beautiful days out there. And generally speaking, the mosquito bites or many of the insect bites happen during the dusk when the sun is setting, and very few of these insects bite during the day, at least those that cause diseases of different kinds. I think it's nature's way of a rhythmic cycle within the mosquito, and also a way in which the transmission can be continued from one person to another. This is a very interesting adaptation, so to say, if I may, that is, we all, imagine a situation where the mosquito bites and it transmits the germs. Now, the germs undergo a certain type of development within our body, causing, of course, the symptoms and what we call the disease. Now, how does the disease spread to another person through the bite of a mosquito? Imagine that a mosquito comes and bites a person who is already infected. Then when it sucks the blood from our body, it also sucks the germs into their salivary gland, and then it goes through a cycle of development. But the point that I wanted to actually tell you is how in nature these things are adapted. Can you imagine that, believe it or not, these germs that are infected in a person, they come on the surface of our peripheral blood vessels, or the blood vessels that are very close to our skin, during the evening times. And it coincides with the time that the mosquitoes come and bite. And a classic example is a disease called filariasis. Exactly the transmission of the germs are done because of the two kind of compromise, that is the evening time, the mosquito bite, and the blood vessels near the skin bringing up these germs at that point in time. That's how the mosquitoes are able to take it. In other words, a mosquito which is non-infected can get infected by itself by taking these germs, develop it itself, and then go back and bite a new person. So it is a cycle, and that's what the whole situation is. This is the same way that other diseases that you and I are familiar with, the dengue fever, the chikungunya, and the West Nile virus, all these are the same way. And there is also one more, which is called the Eastern Equine Encephalopathic virus, that is in the horse. So these are the kind of things. And so you can see how nature adapts itself into that. So now what happened was, way back in May of 2015, the Pan American Health Organization, which is a world body, issued an alert for the first reported Zika virus in Brazil. That's where it all came up, wild. And then later on, there were reports on other South American countries like Argentina, Colombia, Venezuela, Guatemala, Mexico, and Panama, to name a few. But the interesting thing is the world knew about this virus even before, because they were in Africa, Southeast Asia, and some of the Pacific islands. In the United States, however, it was reported only by travelers coming from these countries where the disease was already there, unknowing to them. And especially in Puerto Rico also, had some cases. Now, the interesting thing is, what happens is the whole idea of this thing is coming from the mosquitoes laying eggs near or standing waters in many countries, and even in the United States, if there is some kind of a can, just a plain small can of, the food can that is kept open with the mouth open out there, and the rainwater comes, collects the rainwater, the mosquitoes come, it's a perfect breeding ground for the mosquitoes. So anywhere there is a standing water, there the mosquitoes can lay their eggs and they multiply. That's why anytime you find a can or any pot or pans that are open in the backyard or any place, you have to put it upside down so that the water won't accumulate and the mosquitoes won't have a chance to lay their eggs. So that there's a simple way of preventing the mosquito breeding. So to say, right? So that's what it is. And what we will do is actually we will talk more about this Zika virus and how it spreads and some of the symptoms and transmission modes. And you are listening to Your Health Matters.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC, for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. We were talking about Zika virus, and we were talking about how the germs are spread from one person to the other through the bite of a insect, in this case mosquitoes. And I must say that the Zika virus has been found in many places now compared to the before 2014, or at least we never knew about it much, because it was spread in a what we call the locations of restricted places in far off in the East Asia or in Africa. But then because of the travel and other things, lots of people come back and forth, and the virus has been brought to the other countries, especially South America, and spread faster there because of the frequent travel of people who are already infected. And when a mosquito bites those infected persons, then they go back and bite a new person, and the cycle repeats. And that is the biggest problem in that. Now, I was talking before the break about the idea of how these mosquitoes breed, and how we can actually avoid all this mess that happens by simply following simple general rules, like just keeping the surroundings of our home or our workplace or wherever there are, just not to keep the water standing for a long time, because the mosquitoes or the insects, they have a tendency to lay the eggs on the water, and these standing waters are the worst enemies of us. So that we have to always make sure that our neighborhood, our surroundings are always kept clean by not having stagnant water, because that is the worst thing that can happen, because you pay a larger dividend if we don't do the simple things of toppling down the water or putting upside down the cans and the vases and all the other things that you have. So, you know, so it obviously seems to be like, you know, it's not a very difficult thing for us to do, really. But often we don't, because, you know, it just doesn't happen to be noticeable to us as a very important thing. Now, let us talk about the virus itself. Now, first of all, Zika virus is under a nationally notifiable condition, which a network called the ARBONET. This is created by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which means that anywhere in the United States, if there is a physician who happened to find the symptoms related to Zika, then they are bound to notify the ARBONET, which will keep a statistics of the occurrence. Why do we have to do that? We have to do that because we have to keep track of the spread of the disease and forewarn the citizens about the taking care of the necessary precautions. Otherwise, you know, it becomes an epidemic, but right now you can contain it by immediately notifying where they are present and then make the public service announcements so that the health agencies can put it out there to the public so that they can be careful about that. Now, the CDC data tells that first of all, if you are a woman and if you are a pregnant woman, then if the physician or the health department or someone where you go for checkups find that there is a possibility of a Zika virus infection, then they have to be informed that, so that we can collect the statistics so that we can make an idea about where it came from and what has to be done to prevent the spread of the disease. Now, in the United States including the District of Columbia, the cases are 1,394 cases have been registered or reported. And in the U.S. territories like the Puerto Rico and Guam and other places, altogether about 3,071 cases have been reported or recorded. Now, the United States, this is so small number compared to some other countries, especially the South America. And in Florida, especially the area that is affected is the Miami-Dade County, where there were some reported cases. In Texas, the case that was reported was in Brownsville area. That's where the Zika virus was reported. Now, the mosquito that bites and carries this germ is called Aedes aegypti. And there is another one called Aedes albopictus. There are two particular strains or species of mosquitoes that are responsible for this. But most of the mosquitoes bite during the dusk, like I said earlier. But there's something strange about the Zika virus. These two mosquitoes, they can bite even in daytime. That is pretty unusual because it's not common for these insects to bite during the daytime. But these two mosquitoes are adapted to do their travel plans to get on the skin of people, I guess, so they can bite any time, not just late night or late evening. So that's one of the problems right there. Now, it can be when the mosquito bites, what happens is the viruses can get into, if it is a pregnant woman, it can get into the fetus during the pregnancy and cause certain birth defects. That's why the scare came, and that's how, and it is really, really serious, because some of you must have seen on TV or on some other magazines pictures of babies born with a undeveloped or not properly developed brain, and the terminology they use is microcephaly. Micro meaning small. The word cephal came from the brain, Latin word for brain, so a small brain, that's what it means, which automatically means that baby would not have the normal brain functions. There are severe brain defects follows after that. Now, the head is smaller and compared to the babies of the same sex or age. and the pregnant women should not go to places where the virus is known to be present. That is the best way to avoid this situation. There is no, but the interesting thing is, and this has been a question that has been always asked, would there be a problem for future pregnancies? No, at least so far, there is no evidence of risk for future pregnancies of a person who is already one time infected. Zika can be transmitted through sex from an infected partner to another also. We will talk about that as we return, and you are listening to Your Health Matters. This is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is your host, Dr. Ram Nair. Are you interested in getting some funds for your favorite projects? Whether you are a non-profit or profit organization or even a community organization, if you are in need of funds, you need to write grants and go to drnair.com or email info@drnair.com for further information, or you can call the toll-free number 1-844-9-GRANTS, or the number again is 1-844-947-2687. We can help you in getting some funds for your favorite projects that you have put aside because of lack of funds. If you have already existing fund programs, we can help in that too to raise funds for you. So please contact the Dr. Ram LLC or call 1-844-947-2687. We were talking about Zika virus in general, about some of the aspects of germs that are spread through the bite of a infected insect, in this case mosquito. And we were talking about Zika virus specifically because of the notoriety that it got because of the microcephaly, or the lack of development of the brain or the fetus in a pregnant woman who is infected with this virus. Now, that is scary, and that is really dangerous too. And there is no way we can stop it unless we stop the bite of these infected mosquitoes. That's one of the best ways to prevent this disease from passing on. And talking about passing on of this disease, not only the mosquitoes carry it from one person to the other by its bite, but also through sex it can be transmitted. A person who is infected with this virus can transmit through sexual intercourse the viruses to the partner. Now, something very interesting that the scientists have observed is that for whatever reason, which we are not so sure of, these germs, these viruses, the Zika virus, can stay longer in the semen than in any other kind of situation. So one has to be careful if you are in the area where the Zika virus spread is and you know it, and then you have to be careful and use the protective measures just to safeguard yourself. That is one of the things that I would like to share with you. There is no vaccine yet or medicine for Zika found. There are no antiviral treatment yet. But also, you have to understand that one of the things that you have to avoid taking is the anti-inflammatory drugs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or they are abbreviated as NSAIDs, aspirin and things of that nature. Avoid that if you have the Zika virus infection, because they don't match very well for the disease and the symptoms. Now, you know, the symptoms by itself, unless, you know, as in the case of the pregnant woman, are usually mild, and they last for, say, days to a few weeks. What are the symptoms usually? Fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes, muscle pain, and headache. So this is one of the problems in sometimes identifying the Zika virus in a proper way, because these are all symptoms that anyone can have at any time for any reason. And this is why when you go to a healthcare healthcare physician or healthcare laboratory or anywhere where you go for your normal checkup, when you have these kind of symptoms, you know, people tend not to think about Zika. That is why usually nowadays, definitely the healthcare providers will ask you, you know, where have you been and where did you travel, and that can give an indication about, you know, that they should check for the Zika virus as well. So, you know, because of the symptoms are so mild in a lot of ways, but that's the reason. So tell if you have traveled abroad or any other place where you suspect that there are mosquitoes and, you know, you happen to have a mosquito bite. Now, the birth defects are the only thing that is concerning in this particular disease called Zika viral disease. And what happens is that once the brain is small, the skull actually kind of becomes collapsed, and the brain tissue is so decreased that there is a pattern of brain damage. And also, scientists have observed that because of that brain defect, it also affects the back of the eye, the retina, you know, where the light rays fall in for us to see things. So the back of the eye also is affected, inside the back of the eye. That's what eyeball. And then something else that they have noticed about the symptoms is the muscle tone. The range of motion of the joints are reduced or limited. There are muscle tone also is affected terribly, and that is these are the normal symptoms that are associated with this particular Zika viral infection or disease. Now, how do they test? The testing is usually blood test is the best way to do it, or in some cases urine test also can help. In the case of babies, infant serum, take the blood of the infant and check. Usually what they check is the antibodies to this particular germ. So in other words, every single time if anything foreign gets into our system, now we generate antibodies. And this is something that I have talked about at length sometime back on this show. So you are familiar with immunity and immunology and things like that. I have mentioned so many times, and you know, we will make a recycle of that again sometime later to talk about it, to spread this information to everybody about how our body protects ourselves from different things. In the case of a baby, sometimes the placenta or the fetal membranes are also tested for the presence or absence of this virus. Umbilical cord can be checked, and also infant urine can be checked for possible presence of these antibodies to this germ. Now, one of the recent things that I noticed was that I read that, you know, there is a particular symptom or a syndrome that is associated when the Zika virus infection takes place. It is called the Guillain-Barré syndrome. You know, it's a very strange spelling. Guillain is spelled G-U-I-L-L-A-I-N, Guillain, and Barré is B-A-R-R-E, probably the French word, I guess. Guillain-Barré syndrome is a uncommon sickness of the nervous system, and scientists have identified that as a coexisting thing with the Zika virus infection. Well, this is a new research that came up recently, and I thought I should send you this information also. Now, this is the reason why I mentioned that is because in the case of this Guillain-Barré syndrome, their own immune system is down, and that disease itself causes nerve damage and muscle weakness, and sometimes in the extreme cases, paralysis. So you see, the Zika virus thing may or may not, and I can be sure of this, but studies are still going on. There seems to have association of this other nervous disorder, and if proven true, then it becomes a little more harder for us to treat this disease, and we have to learn a lot. Something that all of us have to understand is that, you know, when a certain disease happens, sometimes, you know, concurrently, there may be a side effect which could be manifested in different ways, and in some extreme cases, it could be a disease that otherwise we never knew happening. So this parallel diseases, when they come together, it makes a little bit more challenging to treat, as well as it is much more severe in the person who is carrying these diseases. Now, the diagnosis is, of course, asking questions about your travel. Where have you been and how long have you been, and whether you remember having a mosquito bite or something like that kind of stuff. But you have to wait at least 6 months after travel or before trying to conceive with a partner if you are a woman, having gone to a place where Zika is known to be present. They should at least wait 8 weeks, especially women, so that helps. Waiting for period for men are supposedly longer because Zika, like I said earlier, stays longer in the semen of men than other body fluids. So men should, if they have been to a endemic area or an area where it is known to have Zika virus infection, when they come back, they should be more cautious about their own health, as well as not to give that to an unsuspecting person through sexual intercourse. Now, that is what I wanted to mention about Zika virus. But I remember I mentioned to you about there's another disease that is passed on by the mosquito bite. That is the dengue fever. And what we will do is we will talk about dengue fever after these messages. You are listening to Your Health Matters.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, your health matter. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram, LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is your host, Dr. Ram. If any one of you, especially the small colleges and universities and community colleges, if you are interested in getting funds for your favorite project, contact Dr. Ram LLC. Go to drnair.com or email info@drnair.com. Or you can call the toll-free number 1-844-947-2687. That number again is 1-844-947-2687. With 32 years of experience, Dr. Nair can help you in writing and getting the grants that you deserve. We were talking in this program about diseases that are caused by the bite of mosquitoes or insects, specifically mosquitoes. And we were talking about the Zika virus that has been talked about recently and had raised some panic in some parts of the world. And in the United States, we had only a very few cases. And thanks to the sanitary conditions that we maintain here and the conditions that we make here around in our neighborhoods and towns and cities and villages. Now, we talked about Zika, but then there are other diseases also that are caused by the bite of a mosquito. And I must say that, you know, whether I mentioned this or not, it is the female mosquitoes that bite and spread the disease. The male mosquitoes are usually, they just suck on the fruit juices or plant juices. That's what they do. But it's the females that usually carry these germs, and they are the ones that suck the blood by biting other organisms like animals or humans. Now, let us talk about another one of those diseases that are there, which is the dengue fever. The dengue fever is one of the most common of them, and 40% of the world's population live in areas where dengue fever is known or being present. there are the according to the CDC, there are about 390 infections and over 100 million cases annually. Now, about one death per 2,000 cases are reported, and it is most commonly this virus is found in the tropic climate and sometimes in subtropics. And it's not very common in our country, really. It is mostly endemic or located, isolated in Puerto Rico and in Latin America. The mosquito's name is Aedes aegypti, and the same process, as I said earlier, they lay eggs on the water, on containers, and they hatch into a larvae after the rain, and then they develop into what is known as a pupa, and then they become a full-fledged mosquito, and then they start living, and they start getting this germ spread from one person to the other. Now, the virus itself, the dengue virus, is there are different four different varieties of viruses that are known. They are numbered as 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the another virus that causes the dengue is called the Albopicticus or Albopictus. And this virus has been, this mosquito has been prevalent in Hawaii. And so in 2001, they had some reports of the disease being spread in that part of the country. Now, there is a severe form of dengue fever, which is called the dengue hemorrhagic fever, and that could be fatal. The word hemorrhagic simply refers to the breaking up of the blood vessels, which is very severe, of course. Now, we mentioned about the how the disease spreads from one person to the other. Now, the symptoms are, again, not when I list them, it doesn't look like or sound like, you know, pretty serious. Like, for example, high fever, severe headache, pain behind the eyes, you know, muscle pains and rash, or mild bleeding of the gums. You see, none of these things you and I would associate with dengue, because we are not, you know, we think that this can be happening due to many other reasons. The fever can last for, say, 2 to 7 days, and then it goes away sometimes. So it is so strange that, you know, you ignore the initial stages of disease. Now, what happens really when the blood, in the severe cases where the blood vessels break, the hemorrhagic fever, they call it, that is the problem. There, the smallest blood vessels in our body, called the capillaries, they become permeable, very leaky. They become so thin that the blood will ooze out of the blood vessels into the surrounding tissues. And that can cause different type of unnecessary discomforts in the person who has that breakage of these capillaries. And if it goes into the cavities of the lungs, it can be very dangerous as well. It can go into circulatory system, and it can cause shock, as in anaphylactic shock, and sometimes in extreme cases, if uncared for, it could cause death also. Now, the patients are required to go immediately for help in these kind of conditions. I would recommend that they should always go, even with the slightest of symptoms. And also, like I said, always mention where you have been, or how long you have been exposed into areas where there are known to be mosquitoes around. Now, there are no particular medications yet for dengue fever. Some pain relievers can do that, like acetaminophen, which is found in the, you know, an Advil and an Anacin, those kind of things can be okay. One of the main thing is definitely drink a lot of water, a lot of fluid. I would recommend water than any other type of, you know, soda or anything like that. But water, the water is the best thing. plenty of them, and of course always consult a physician when these things happen. Now, the reduction of the disease is by preventing, like I said earlier, exposure to the bite of mosquitoes. There are no vaccines yet, but let me tell you, there is a lot of research going on, and they are not too far from finding a vaccine, and it's just a matter of time that we might come up with a vaccine for dengue fever. Now, the other virus that is associated with this kind of thing is called chikungunya. Chikungunya is also a virus that is transmitted by mosquitoes. And the thing about it is that the word chikungunya is an African word. I don't know. I probably Swahili, but I'm not sure. But it is in Togo land. That's where it was. And chikungunya means that which bends up, meaning that when this infection of the chikungunya virus comes into a person, the postural changes are affected. They cannot stand straight. You know, that is why the name came. And this was discussed in 1955 for the first time. And so you have seen that how these viruses are spread by the bite of insects. And my advice to you all is to be careful. You are listening to Your Health Matters. And this is Dr. Ram saying, stay happy, stay healthy, so long.
BizTalk Radio.